Mr. Sergeant. Jim is Laurie's brother. Laurie's the girl I want to marry.
Yes, I know that.
If it were you, if you were the one to make the arrest...
No, Lee, I sympathize, believe me. But sooner or later, we're all faced with the same decision. Does duty come first, or doesn't it? Can we live up to the oath we've taken? Do we have a right to wear the uniform? If I have to arrest Jim, and the answer is no, as far as you're concerned...
I'm ready, Sergeant.
Let's take them. We did all we could, but we were late, and I was late. Oh, God, the joy I should for this number of reasons. I should have never left the side. I should have guarded her in every moment of my life. God's gold. I should have your half for you are hurting, chiding your own heart this way. A broken heart is broken. So are two. I'm done with weeping, Tristan. What should I do, Gobier? Tell me if you are my friend. What shall I do? You can't enough.
Team's outside. There are plenty of supplies on the sled. We can start at once.
I'm ready.
Let's go, King.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. Everyone loves Quaker puffed rice and Quaker puffed wheat.
Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. Doctor, lawyer, Indian chief.
Yes, everyone loves delicious, ready-to-serve wheat or rice shot from gun.
Take the rich man, for instance. He says,
money can't buy a finer tasting breakfast cereal.
As for the poor man, listen to what he says.
Quaker puffed wheat or Quaker puffed rice makes an inexpensive, deluxe family breakfast with milk and fruit.
And the beggar man says,
when it comes to a handout, make mine the cereal shot from guns. That nut-like flavor is terrific.
Now, take the thief. He's really not one at all. He's simply the fellow who loves to help himself to a second bowlful when nobody's looking. And naturally, Mom doesn't mind that one bit.
And listen to what the doctor says.
Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice are nutritious. They furnish restored, natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. They're good for you.
And the lawyer?
I like the famous Quaker Money Back with a Smile guarantee. It's on every single package.
Last but not least, the Indian chief.
Ugh, me trade in bow and arrow any day for gun that shoot Quaker puffed rice, Quaker puffed wheat.
Well, there you have it, folks. Some mighty good reasons why Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice deserve top spot on your family breakfast table. Just remember, wheat or rice shot from guns is never sold in bags or bulk. Always look for the big red and blue package with the smiling Quaker man on the front. He's your guarantee that you're getting the original, crisp, fresh Quaker puffed rice and Quaker puffed wheat. Now to continue our story. With the great dog King in the lead, the sergeant and Lee Halliday raced along the trail toward the border. But miles ahead, Jim Wayne was urging his team to its greatest speed. Laurie rode the sled, and they traveled all through the night without any stop for rest.
Mush! Mush on!
They were driving toward Louis Michel's wake cabin. Louis, a happy-go-lucky French-Canadian, was well known as one of the best hosts on the trail. And his large, well-built cabin was a welcome sight to every traveler. That morning, he rose late, just as the winter sun was climbing above the horizon. He hummed to himself as he cooked his breakfast.
Oh, it's a good thing not to have guests, Louis. It'd give you fine chance to be lazy. It's good to work, too, but... Sometime a man should have chance to sit back and think how lucky he is to be alive. nice warm cabin, fine food, and plenty of gold dust to buy more. Yes, you are a very lucky man, Louis Michel. You speak too soon. Traveler come. Oh, that is good, too. Now you have someone to talk to while you eat. Make the food taste better. Bonjour, mes amis. You want me to help unharness the team?
The newcomers were rough, heavy-bearded men. And as they walked toward Louis, he had a moment of apprehension. But his naturally trusting nature made it impossible for him to be suspicious for long. And he smiled his welcome as he opened the door wide.
Entree. Breakfast, she will be ready in 5 minutes.
Shut the door, Barney.
Okay.
all alone here?
Oui. For once, no one stay here. I make no money last night.
But that doesn't happen often, does it?
Menor, there is always many people.
And much money?
Well, enough for Louis.
All right, let's see it.
What do you mean?
We're not interested in your food. We want your gold.
Your trail robber.
That's right. Come on, don't stall around.
I will not give you my money. I will show you. I have gone here.
No, you don't. Get him, John. I am.
Oh! Hey, I think you killed him.
I'm sure of it.
Listen, somebody's driving this way.
By the door.
Yeah, right away.
It was Laurie and Jim who were nearing the cabin, and Jim pointed it out to his sister.
Look, Laurie.
Who does it belong to?
Louis Michel. It's a roadhouse.
We can't stop, can we?
Well, I don't think
we... How much farther to the border?
20 miles.
Well, then let's go on.
The dogs need a rest, and so do you.
Oh, I'm all right.
It will stop for about 4 hours.
4 hours?
We can afford it. We made good time last night.
Can't we get some fresh dogs and go on?
Well, we might be able to, but you're tired.
Oh, nonsense, Jim. There are some dogs in the front of the cabin. Maybe you can borrow those.
Yeah. We'll get something neat, something hot. We'll rest after we cross the border.
But we can make it before it gets dark.
And let's hope so, Laurie. All right, boys, we're pulling in. Haw! That's the idea. Now, haw! Haw there!
You unharness the team, Jim. I'll see about getting fresh dogs.
No, I'd better go with you. Louis knows me.
All right.
It's funny. The door's barred.
There must be somebody here. There's smoke coming out of the chimney.
He's opening up.
Well?
Who are you?
What do you want?
Where's Louis?
Louis ain't around.
He must be. I can see his parka hanging up on the wall.
Now, the day may come when you shall beat your way through fire and steel to see our face again. But now, if I were you, I fancy I should tear one more leaf out of my book and let the next new page be its own story.
Dogs are out in the run. What do you mean he isn't around?
I said he wasn't here.
Let him come in.
Huh?
It's all right. Let him come in.
Okay, come on in.
Who are you two?
What difference do names make?
Where's Louis?
You'd better take our word for it, mister. He isn't here.
Up with your hands. Hey, I've got you covered.
What the...
Oh, Jim.
It's all right, sis. Now listen, you two. We want some food and some fresh dogs, and we're going to take them. If Louis were here, he'd be glad to oblige us. But since he isn't, we'll just go ahead and help ourselves. Laurie, see what you can find out in the kitchen.
All right. There's probably some coffee on the stove. That's what we need most.
Keep away from that door.
Go ahead, Laurie.
Oh!
Laurie, what's the matter?
When Laurie screamed, Jim ran out into the kitchen. The girl pointed to a body lying on the floor.
Look, Jim. He's dead.
What? It's Louis Michel. He's been murdered.
Now you're covered, mister.
Huh?
Drop that gun and reach for the ceiling. Move. Get it, Barney.
Right.
And get some ropes and tie him up good. We'll finish the job.
At the moment Laurie opened the door of the kitchen, the sergeant and Lee drove to the top of a rise less than half a mile from the roadhouse. And the sergeant called out to King to stop.
Well, King. Hurry, Oscar. Hold on. You recognize any of those dogs out in front of the cabin, Lee?
Yes. One of the teams belongs to Jim. We've caught them.
Then you'll be going on alone from here.
Right.
There's a line of woods over there to the left that runs behind the cabin. You can follow that and they won't be able to see you.
I'm heading straight down the trail, Sergeant. Jim won't shoot at me.
You're sure of that?
Certain. He won't give me any trouble. Maybe Laurie will forgive me sometime.
I think you've passed your test, Lee. Now there's one thing I can tell you that'll make it a little easier.
What's that?
The charge isn't murder. Smoke's going to recover.
Really?
Doctor's sure of it. Of course... Jim did shoot first.
But Smoke told him to go for his guns.
Yes, I know. But I think he'll be acquitted when it comes to trial.
Then, why, it isn't so bad after all, Sergeant.
Of course not.
Will you wait here?
King and I'll be around in case you need us.
All right. I'll see you later, Sergeant.
Easy, boy. You wondering why we aren't going along? Well, as a matter of fact, we are, King. We're going to leave the team over in the woods there and follow the trees down to the cabin. Just in case things don't work out the way Lee thinks they will. Get the team on its feet.
Meanwhile, the two outlaws in the roadhouse had tied Jim and Laurie hand and foot. They had searched the cabin and found Louis' store of gold dust. But now they were preparing to leave.
Why don't we finish him off?
We'll be over the border before anybody finds him.
Let us go with you.
No, Jim, I'd rather be caught.
What's that?
We want to get over the border, too. I'm wanted for a shooting in Dawson.
So that's why you were so quick with your gun.
What do we care whether they get caught or not?
We don't. But if the police are after them, they might be close.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, listen. The dogs are acting up. Somebody may be coming. Take a look. Not the window. It's all frosted over. The door.
Oh, yeah. A man's coming down the trail.
Give me a hand. We'll drag this guy over to the door and see if he recognizes him.
Okay.
Easy.
Lift him up. Now, look. Is he a Mountie?
Yes. He's after us. I can't figure out how he made it from Dawson so fast.
He must have left his team back on the trail.
What are we going to do?
We're going to help the Northwest Mounted Police get their man.
Huh?
Untie this one first, and the girl. I'll keep them both covered while you're doing it.
You're not going to let that Mountie come in here, are you?
Why not? Get those ropes untied first.
Okay.
Now, listen. You say the smarty's after you.
Easy.
Okay. You're going to let him arrest you.
What about us?
We'll be out in the kitchen. The door will be open a little so we can see. We'll keep these two covered all the time. And if they make one false move, they'll stop lead.
There. Why don't we plug the Monty?
We don't want the Northwest Mounted after us. Of course, if he starts for the kitchen, we'll have to give it to him.
Easy.
But if either of you two tip him off, you'll get shot first. Do you understand that?
We understand.
You finished with the girl?
Yeah.
Come on, out in the kitchen.
How close is he, Jim?
Wait till I take a look. Almost here.
I'm almost glad it's over.
It isn't.
You're not going to try to get away.
No, Laurie. But as soon as we get out of this cabin, I'm going to tell Lee about those two in the kitchen. Here he is.
All right, Jim. You're under arrest.
We've been waiting for you, Lee.
What's that?
Yes, we've talked it over, Lee, and we decided it's better to face the music. We're going back with you.
And you don't blame me because I have to do this, Laurie?
No, Lee. I understand. It's your due.
That's wonderful. And I have some good news. Smoke isn't dead, Jim.
Oh, no.
He's going to get well.
That's wonderful.
And my guess is that Jim will be acquitted when he comes to trial.
Well, let's get started.
Yes, let's.
Why?
Why not?
Well, personally, after traveling all night, I'm hungry. And I imagine the sergeant and his team are, too.
The sergeant?
He's waiting for us up at the top of the rise. You two may have eaten, but we haven't. Well, where's Louis?
He isn't here.
Doesn't matter. I'll rustle some grub myself.
Oh, no, Lee. Sit down. I'll get something.
I'll help you.
Oh, please don't. You stay right here. It won't take me a minute.
Sergeant Preston and King had kept to the cover of the woods until they were directly in back of the cabin. As they started toward the back door, the scent of death reached King. He looked up into his master's face and whimpered his concern.
Something wrong, boy? Something you don't like going on in there? I can't hear anything. I can't believe that Lee would have much trouble with Jim after he tells him the real situation. You still don't like it, King? Well, let's see what's going on.
The sergeant stopped at one of the kitchen windows.
Perhaps the sea is like ourselves, and has as much to say of storms and calms that shake or make it still, as we have power to shake or to be still. I do not know. I should have lost my nature not to take you away from Tristan when I could, but now, having you here...
He scraped away a little of the frost that covered it and looked into the kitchen. He saw two men with guns drawn, and Laurie whispering to them as she worked at the stove. Sergeant checked his own gun. In the large front room of the cabin, Lee rose from his chair.
Hey, where are you going?
Out in the kitchen. I want to talk with Laurie.
You'd better not leave me alone. I might make a break for it.
I don't think you will.
Lee, don't go out there.
What's the matter with you? Take your hands off me.
I'm telling you that you can't go out there. Now, you've got to believe me.
Why not? If Laurie's out there, I don't see any reason why I can't go.
Lee, believe me.
Wait a minute. If there's something wrong, I'm going to find out what it is.
You have found out, Marty.
What?
Up with your hands.
Don't shoot.
Get in there.
Too bad you couldn't take these kids' advice and start back for Dawson right away. Get his gun, Barney.
Yeah.
Who are these men?
They're killers. They've just murdered Louis. They had you covered, all of us covered, ever since you came in. There was no way we could warn you.
He couldn't sit quiet and wait for his food. No. He had to come out in the kitchen.
Is the body out there?
Yes.
This has gone far enough, Judd. Three shots and we're safe. Let him live and we're not.
You're right. You get the policeman. I'll get the girl and boy.
Which policeman?
In the kitchen. Preston. It's Sergeant Preston.
Another one. Don't turn around, either of you, until you drop those guns.
I'll show you.
Get him, King!
Great dog King leaped for Judd as he whirled and tried to fire at the sergeant. Barney also turned and fired, and the sergeant's gun spoke at the same time. Judd was knocked to the floor by King's rush, and his shot went wild. So did Barney's. The sergeant's bullet caught him in the arm.
Get Judd's gun, Lee.
I have it.
I'll take yours, Barney. Jim, see if you can find a bandage for his arm.
Sure, Sergeant.
All right, King. Let him up now.
Where did you come from, Sergeant?
Came down through the woods and in the back way.
You said you'd be around if I needed you, Sergeant.
We certainly did. They were going to kill us.
They did kill Louis.
Yes, I know. I saw him. So you've reached the end of the trail, Judd.
You know him, Sergeant?
Judd Trent. The other one is Barney Gordon. They've been suspected of a number of crimes. Now we have the evidence against them. It's been a good day's work, Lee.
Well, I didn't have much to do with it.
Laurie, has Lee told you that Smoke will live?
Yes, and we're happy about it, Sergeant.
We sure are.
And you've forgiven Lee for arresting Jim, Laurie?
But there's nothing to forgive. He was right, and we were wrong. Oh, I'm glad you wouldn't listen to me, Lee. You know, if I'm going to marry a Mountie, I want him to be a good one.
Lee's proved he's a good one.
Thanks, Sergeant.
As for you, Jim...
I've learned my lesson, Sergeant. No more gambling for one thing, and that's my gun on the table. I promise you word of honor that I'll never wear it again.
How about it, King? Judd and Barney are going to jail. Laurie and Lee will be inviting us to their wedding. And Jim's going to turn over a new leaf. You satisfied? Yes, I agree, King. It just about takes care of everything. The case is closed.
In just a moment, Sergeant Preston will give you a preview of Wednesday's program. When it comes to breakfast, here's a can't-be-copied treat that's a standout. Just do this. Pour some Quaker Puffed Wheat into a bowl until it's about half full. Then fill it up the rest of the way with Quaker Puffed Rice. Add milk and sweeten with sugar, honey, or syrup. Take it from me, that combination of breakfast cereal shot from guns really hits the spot. Order both kinds tomorrow. Mind you, they're never sold in bags or bulk, but come only in the famous big Quaker red and blue package. That's tasty Quaker Puffed Wheat, delicious Quaker Puffed Rice. These radio dramas, a feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, are created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Fred Flowerday, and supervised by Charles D. Livingston. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. They are brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the same time by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the breakfast cereal shot from guns. Listen Wednesday when Sergeant Preston and Yukon King meet the Challenge of the Yukon in the adventure of the man with the red hair.
His name was Roger Faraday, and all of Dawson, including the Northwest Mounted Police, thought he was a respectable businessman. It was only King who knew him for what he really was, a cold-blooded killer. And the best dog on the force nearly lost his life in trying to prove it. This is King's own story, and I know you'll enjoy it.
Be sure to hear this exciting story Wednesday. Till then, this is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. So long. For a delicious hot breakfast, eat Quaker Oats.
The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats. Yes, the giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats.
Delicious, nutritious, makes you feel ambitious.
The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats.
Say, boys and girls, do you want to be a star someday in sports and activities? Then start on good Quaker Oats breakfast tomorrow. Because nourishing oatmeal gives you more growth and endurance than any other whole grain cereal. Still less than one penny a serving. Quaker and Mother's Oats are the same. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Not so short of nature as once I was. A month ago, your Tristan might have stepped from folly to sure death at his blind feet found Cornwall. But not now. Your gates and doors are open. All I ask is that I shall not see him.
You have been good to me at last. I shall not be afraid of you again. You will have wanted. How's the nurses? You will bow down to your authority like a small hungry dog beneath your feet.
Now, as gunshots echo across the windswept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the breakfast cereal shot from guns, present the challenge of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King, on, you Huskies!
Gold, gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bringing you the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog Yukon King as they meet the challenge of the Yukon.
Stop! Look! Listen! Here's a warning! Nutrition authorities say breakfast should provide from one quarter to one third of the day's total food requirements.
Don't let breakfast be the forgotten meal in your home. According to authorities, you can't go wrong if you eat plenty of cereal, fruit, milk, and bread. So tomorrow, enjoy a delicious bowlful of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice topped with milk and fruit. For added health benefits, natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron are restored in Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Try this easy-to-serve, thrifty family breakfast tomorrow. King was in disgrace. He was confined to a run in back of the Northwest Mounted Headquarters in Dawson. And although he could have scaled the high fence, his master had told him that he must stay in the run. And his master's word was law. The sergeant wasn't angry with him. When he brought him his food, he'd pat him and talk to him, and his voice was kind.
It's a shame, King. Human beings are allowed to make a mistake now and then. People understand it. But evidently that doesn't apply to dogs. It isn't as if you actually hurt Faraday, except in his dignity. It's the most important part of him, though. That's what made him so vindictive. I'm sorry, boy.
King didn't understand what he had done that was wrong. The man with the red hair was his master's enemy. Why didn't the sergeant realize it? Why didn't the sergeant remember? King remembered. It had happened a long time ago. The sergeant called out to King to stop in front of the cabin in the clearing.
Oh, King! Hurry, Husky! Hold on!
We'll see if our man's come this way, King.
Come in!
As the door opened, a shot rang out. The sergeant dropped to the floor. The man with the red hair rose from behind the table, a gun in his hand. And King leaped over the table and knocked him to the floor. King's jaws closed on the wrist of the man's gun hand. And he started to shake it.
Come quick, get this dog off me.
King could hear someone behind him, but he couldn't release the wrist until the gun had been dropped. A sharp, terrible pain, and then blackness. When King opened his eyes, his master was no longer lying in the doorway. But he knew that he was still in the cabin, in the room beyond. He crawled toward the open door. Now he could see the sergeant lying on a cot. A man was bending over him. Not the man with the red hair. A man he had never seen, but one he knew nevertheless. His scent told King this was the man who had struck him from behind.
Oh, so you've come too, Better not try any more rough stuff, big boy.
King didn't charge. He knew this man wasn't hurting his master. He was bandaging him in the same way the sergeant had often bandaged King. The dog crept close to the cot.
You're a smart dog. Figure I'm doing your boss some good, And I'm doing my best. I don't want any part of killing a Mountie.
Oh.
The sergeant opened his eyes, and King licked his hand.
Hello, King.
Gonna have to take it easy for a while, Sergeant. But you're gonna be all right.
Bert Morton.
Yep.
You shoot me?
Oh, sir. Didn't you see the man who shot you?
I opened the door. Blood hit me.
Well, I didn't do it.
You know you're wanted for robbery in 40 Mile, don't you?
Yes, but I didn't have anything to do with that either.
Orders are to bring you in.
That's all right. I've decided to give myself up.
You're willing to come back to 40 Mile and stand trial?
Yes, sir.
The only evidence against me is that I was seen near the express office just before the robbery. I'll try to convince a jury I'm innocent. It's better than running away.
You're sure you didn't shoot me?
If I had, Sergeant, do you think your dog would put up with my company for 1 minute?
Guess you wouldn't, King. Wonder who it was.
I wasn't very far ahead of you. I heard the shot.
You did?
Yeah. I circled back through the woods just to see what was up. The door of the cabin was open. When I took a look inside, I saw you and King lying on the floor. Somebody hit him over the head.
What about my team?
There was no sign of one when I got here. Whoever shot you must have driven off with it.
Well, we'll be able to follow the dog's trail.
Well, I doubt it, Sergeant. You're hurt pretty bad. You won't be able to leave here for quite a while. You won't be able to move off that cot.
Maybe you're right.
I know I'm right, but it doesn't matter. I've got some supplies, and we'll get along till you're strong enough to travel.
You're going to stay here?
And take care of you, yeah.
The Northwest Mounted Police are a suspicious breed of men, Bert.
I don't blame you. Your suspicions are correct. I'm taking care of you because I think it'll help me at my trial.
You're hoping for an acquittal.
Of course.
Then, if you've cashed the money from the express company somewhere, you'd be free to go and get it afterwards.
Look, I have no idea where the money is. Now, you better forget business for a while and try to sleep.
That won't be hard.
King remembered the days of waiting in the cabin while a sergeant regained his strength. The trek back to 40 Mile. And then the day outside the courtroom when he saw the man who had taken care of the sergeant for the last time.
Well, I lost, Sergeant.
Your sentence was as light as it could be.
Any sentence is too heavy for an innocent man.
I still don't believe you're innocent.
No?
There was no one else who could have committed that robbery. But if you'd told us where the money was hidden, I think there'd have been a recommendation for mercy from the jury.
I don't know where it is.
Well, you may change your mind after a few months in jail.
I can't.
In that case, nothing to be said, but goodbye. Thanks again for saving my life.
Ah, that's all right. You're a good guy. Oh, say, I hear you found your dog team.
Yes, 1,000 miles from here in St. Michael. Whoever shot me is probably in the States by now.
There's life for you. The innocent go to jail and the guilty go free.
It doesn't happen that way very often, Bert. And don't forget, the law has a long memory.
He must have got all his insane hits at the Tristan.
Andrew was mad out there. He was always mad. We were all of us mad that night I punished Tristan. Our wedding night. Oh, I should have seen that thing.
Yes, Rabbi. I just speak to you. To you alone. You're standing in the street. Whatever you had to say to Mark will listen. He is waiting.
You mean Tristan?
And has the manner of any dare to say so. I wonder who should not wait.
Why should he wait?
That had been 2 years ago. The sergeant and King had worked on many cases since then. But King hadn't forgotten. And that was why he had disgraced himself a week ago. The sergeant and he were walking down the main street of Dawson. And then suddenly, in front of the Palace Hotel, King saw the man with the red hair. The man who had shot his master 2 years before.
Get this dog off me! He's killing me!
King, that's enough. Let him up. I said that's enough. What's the matter with you, boy?
He's mad. That's what's the matter with him.
Here, let me give you a hand, sir. You're not hurt, are you?
Look at my clothes.
Just a little snow.
It's an outrage. That dog must be shot. As an officer of the law, I demand that you do it at once.
Nothing wrong with King.
He's a menace. Fine thing when a respectable citizen can be attacked on the main street of Dawson by a wild animal. Either you shoot that dog at once or I go to your superiors.
King's trying to help me in my work. He must have mistaken you for someone else.
A criminal, perhaps.
Well,
my name is Roger Faraday, and I represent one of the biggest mining syndicates in the Yukon. You've added insult to injury, Sergeant, and no apology can be accepted. That dog must be killed.
King had been taken back to headquarters. And the only time he had left the run since then was on the afternoon the sergeant had attached a length of heavy chain to his harness and had led him into the inspector's office. The man with the red hair was sitting beside the inspector.
Hello, King. Quiet, boy.
Hear that, Inspector? He's vicious. If it weren't for that chain, he'd try to tear me limb from limb.
I tell you, King never attacked anyone unless I've ordered him to.
Did you order him to attack me?
No, I didn't.
There you are. He's gone mad. I won't stand for any sentimental nonsense, Inspector. I demand that he be done away with.
King will not be shot.
Thank you, Inspector.
I'll go to Ottawa. I'll raise such a row in Parliament that the Northwest Mounted Police will be in trouble from the top man down.
Mr. Faraday, King is a police dog, and he's been a good one. If Parliament should read his record, they'd end up by giving him a medal. I'll fight you if you go to Parliament about this, and I'll win.
We'll see about that.
However, since there seems to have been no reason for King's attack, we'll place him under observation.
What does that mean?
The sergeant will see that he doesn't leave the run in back of headquarters.
Well, what if I have to make a patrol, Inspector?
For the time being, you'll have to do without him, Sergeant.
I don't...